There's one bright spot in the U.S. economy these days. It's the housing market. Americans are buying homes in near record numbers because, unlike stocks, homes have appreciated steadily over the past year. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
Mary Jones and her husband Chuck are like many homebuyers these days. They're riding the wave of rising home prices to great advantage. The Joneses sold their condominium near San Diego for $214,000, making a profit of $100,000. They took the money and bought a new house for $349,000. Their monthly payment is now $1,000 larger. Their income is the same. But Mary Jones is feeling good about the purchase.
This is our dream home. And before they even broke ground on our home, the prices had gone up on the house that we purchased. The same house was selling for $40,000 more.
It's house-proud Americans like Jones who are keeping the country out of a recession. So says Mark Zandi, chief economist of Economy.com.
Perhaps about half the growth that we've seen since the start of the year is related in some form or another to what's going on in the housing market. Of course, we haven't seen a whole lot of growth, but what growth we have seen, I think about half of it can be attributable to housing.
Housing's a good investment these days. The median price of existing homes sold in June, for example, was almost 9% higher than the price of homes sold a year ago. It's the fastest that prices have gone up in a decade. That isn't normal for a weakening economy. Home sales and construction are the first to slow down at such times, and prices follow. Again, Mark Zandi.
It's surprising that housing's held up so well because it's such a big purchase for consumers, and for someone to make a decision to buy a home or build a home, they have to be very confident. And it's difficult to see how consumers are so confident given what's going on around them, the surge in layoff announcements, the rise in unemployment, just the general weakening in the economic environment.
Additions and renovations are hot too. Ask anyone who's tried to hire a contractor, it's nearly impossible to find one. Jones and her husband began improving their house as soon as they bought it. They're building a swimming pool and doing some fancy landscaping.
We have just gotten the bids in, and we're still negotiating with a couple of the contractors, but it's between $60,000 and $70,000 to do the front and backyard and the pool.
The Joneses are cashing in mutual funds to pay for the work. Many Americans are like the Joneses. They're moving at least some money from the stock market into their houses. Data from the Federal Reserve shows that by late last year, Americans had more money in housing than in stocks. That shift occurred partly because stocks have done so poorly, but also because many Americans once again see housing as a profitable and safe investment. The housing industry is fueling economic growth in one other important way. In this downturn, as never before, our homes have become a cheap and easy source of credit. Interest rates are lower on the refinanced mortgage, but often the monthly payment is larger. That's because Americans are cashing out some of the increased value of their homes and using the cash to pay for new kitchens, cars, and vacations. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan told Congress last week that these so-called cash-out refinancings help explain why consumers are still spending, despite the downturn. Sandy says there's a potential downside to this spending spree.
If house prices weaken, or at least not rise as quickly as they were in the past, if the economy continues to struggle into next year, then these households may face a very hard choice. And we may see delinquencies, losses, foreclosures, bankruptcies all rise significantly.
But for now, the refinancings and home sales are keeping economic growth alive. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.